How do we see a young beautiful girl? First thing is that there is the path of karma, there is a path of jnana, there is a path of bhakti. So I put it this way, karma romanticizes the world, jnana demonizes the world, bhakti utilizes the world. So romanticize, demonize and utilize. So romanticize means, oh, this beauty is so attractive, this is the purpose of my life. So when people make some romantic declarations, you know that my day and night ends with you, and they all make all kinds of superlative declarations. So what has happened? They're thinking that this beauty is everything. Yes, it is there, but it is temporary. Now the karma doesn't recognize that. Karma sort of romanticizes and makes this into everything. Jnana demonizes it. So demonizing would be that actually this is all temporary, this is all illusory, this is just skin deep. And I was in America at a interfaith conference, and there are monks from different traditions. So there was a, now Buddhism today in America has become very commercialized, and not commercial, it's become quite mainstream, and some of the Buddhists are not really very seriously spiritual, but some are. So there's this Buddhist monk, so he sure told me that we do kind of meditation, and that meditation is, so he had actually made a Photoshop video of that, the attractive woman, and then you press a program, and So he said people want to, if there's attractive women, want to imagine how they look without clothes. So he's saying that we go one step further and say how they look without skin. And so they had this program, you press the button and then the skin comes off. And he says it's so ghastly. So actually speaking, so they said this is the way, if we get agitated, we see this video again. Now I would say that in Buddhism there is no positive spiritual description. There is no description of, they don't have the conception of Krishna as all attractive. So there's the voidistic conception. So that's why, okay, if you don't want to get attracted, demonize this. Well, that may sometimes be useful, but in bhakti what we do is utilize. Utilize means what? That we understand that I have a service to Krishna, that I am a soul, I am meant to serve Krishna. And whatever is favorable for my service to Krishna, I do that. Whatever is unfavorable, I keep a distance from that. So if somebody is beautiful, we don't have to consciously think that they are not beautiful or imagine that they are not beautiful. If they are beautiful, but Krishna has given them this beauty for some time, it will be there for maybe 10, 20, 30 years, whatever. Not 30 years generally, 10 to 15 years. If you see, in Bollywood, the male stars, their longevity is almost 30, 35 years. But the female stars, just 10 years or 12 years or sometimes 5, 7 years only, 15 years at the most. Unless they afterwards take on a maternal role. Otherwise they can't continue. So, we understand, we acknowledge this is beautiful, but this is not favorable for my devotion. So we want to contemplate on it. We want, you see, what happens, the more we dwell on something, the more we get agitated by it. If we don't dwell on it, yes, it is attractive, and whatever attractiveness is there, that is there, but it is temporary. It's like a drop. In enjoying this attractiveness, I might get a drop of pleasure. But if I can devote myself to Krishna, and if I can become attracted to Krishna, then I can get an ocean of happiness. So this is philosophically, if at all we have to look at someone, we don't dwell on it. But rather, if anyway certain stimuli come in our minds and we get agitated by them, then we need to have what the Ujjwal Nilamani calls the Uddipan. Uddipan is a spiritual stimulus. That means that something which stimulates our thoughts to go towards Krishna. So for example, for each one of us it may be different. For some of us, we may just keep beautiful picture of the deities. when the mind gets agitated because we're seeing something beautiful, we look at the beautiful picture of Krishna. And not just any picture of Krishna. We might find that a particular picture of Krishna, a particular picture of the deities in a particular dress, that is what captivates us. And keep that with us. If we like kirtans, not just kirtans, any kirtan, but a particular devotee, particular tune, particular bhajan, that's what we like. And keep that accessible. If we like philosophy, if we like some striking quotes or striking verses, we keep that accessible. So whatever is our particular uddipan, keep it readily accessible. And at that time, I'm not going to think of this, it doesn't work. Because thought is a subtle energy. If I touch this and I get a electric shock, I can say I'll not touch this. It's possible. But when I say I will not think of this, thought is a subtle energy, and in deciding not to think of something, my thought energy has already touched that. So not thinking of something can be an intention, but not thinking of something is not a sustainable course of action. To not think of something, I have to start thinking of something else. And at that time, when this particular sight which I have seen, which looks so attractive, to not think of this, how is it possible? So I need something else which is also attractive. And when I have that readily available, okay, I'm giving this up, but I'm thinking of this. I'm directing my thought energy towards this. So if we can find out some uddipan which works for us and keep that readily accessible, then it will be relatively easier to not get agitated by attractive sights in this world. Yes, sir. Last question.
Faith is a very subjective thing.